Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fifth Sunday of Easter, May 18th, 2025, entitled, If You Have Love. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. The gospel passage today takes us back to the upper room the night before Jesus' death. It was the night he shared the Passover with the disciples, the night he would wash their feet. Jesus offered his final words before his death to his bewildered, frightened followers. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'm with you only a little longer. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples," he said, "if you have love for one another." The passage begins abruptly. When he had gone out, it starts. The he there, of course, is Judas. The actions of Judas, acceptance of payment, tattling to authorities, and a garden kiss, would set in motion a series of events leading to a cross just outside of the city the next day. It was Roman practice that those condemned to death were to be caused as much suffering as possible before that death. It was the death of the Christ. It was the passion of the Christ. Jesus said, "It is the hour in which the Son of Man and God has been glorified." Past tense, as if what would happen already had. And you know, St. John, the evangelist, takes great pains in his gospel to make the distinction between the Jewish followers of Jesus and what he refers to as the Jews. They were all Jews, of course, those who believed and those who didn't. So we do need to be cautious in our distinctions. And biblical scholars have been urging us to that caution for the last several decades. It's that makes the rubric in the Book of Alternative Services appear most appropriate. It says, the term "the Jews" in St. John's Gospel applies to particular individuals and not to the whole Jewish people. Insofar as we ourselves turn against Christ, we are responsible for his death. human limitation, perception, and perspective means we are always at work making comparisons and drawing lines as the usual way of making sense of our world. It's not the only way, of course, but it seems to be the most common. We remind ourselves that there is dark and there is light. Up and down, in and out, this group and that group, this tribe and that tribe. And most of us are very certain to which tribe we belong. In his conversation at table, Jesus was clearly speaking to those who would follow as opposed to those who don't. He said, "You will look for me." That's a mysterious phrase. Future tense. You will look for me. And what should they look for? How are we to recognize him? In those who behave in such a way as to reveal that they too are his followers. How will everyone know who is a follower of Jesus? Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. An element of early Christian practice that impressed pagan observers was their crossing of social boundaries in caring for the sick and needy in times of trouble. Bruce Morrill, in his book Divine Worship and Human Healing, writes, "What distinguished the followers of Jesus and successive generations of Christians was their outreach to the poor and sick. The practical love they demonstrated in openly forming fellowship groups, local churches, that actively reached out in service to the poor, the hungry, and the sick." I suppose it's one thing to say we love our neighbor in our refusal to judge them, but it's quite another to actually do something. Sometimes loving someone on the other side of the world is a whole lot easier than the one you can't stand sitting right next to you. Jesus in John says to love one another. In fact, according to Rodney Stark, author of The Rise of Christianity and an authority on the sociology of religion, poor Christians in the ancient world were healthier and happier than their poor pagan neighbors. Why? He asks. Christians cared for one another. They took up collections to support their elders and orphan children. They offered each other simple nursing care in epidemics. They offered education and strong community. Stark writes in a past issue of Christian History magazine, "To cities filled with the homeless and impoverished, Christianity offered charity and hope. To cities filled with newcomers and strangers, Christianity offered an immediate fellowship. To cities filled with orphans and widows, Christianity provided a new and expanded sense of family." Early Christians were called to follow Jesus' instruction. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Can we say that of today's church? Do we take care of one another? Offer charity and hope? Provide fellowship for newcomers, strangers, and care to orphans and widows? The radical revelation that came to the Apostle Peter, as told by Luke in the Acts of the Apostles, was that the divine mercy and acceptance, the invitation to become part of the community of disciples, is open to all, Jew and Gentile alike. The Jewish people through the ages have done a remarkable job as a marginalized minority to stay faithful to their religious convictions. We might even say that we who are privileged to enjoy Christian faith today never would have if it hadn't been for that Jewish resilience and sense of community. Jesus invites us in a new way into the tradition of the faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the vision to Peter of inclusion was repeated three times before Peter got it. Perhaps not a surprise, knowing Peter's past history with threes. The sheet descending from heaven, full of every creature imaginable, and none were unclean. Ancient law was about what could be eaten and what could not. It had come to be about who kept the law and who did not, about who was in and who was out. God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life, says Acts. Who's in? All who love as Jesus loved. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.